Washburn, St. Helena, California, April 18, 1907. Elder Washburn. Dear Brother, I am sorry that you should make any excuse for withholding your sympathy from the workers in Madison. It is true that they have made some mistakes, but they have confessed their errors with brokenness of heart and have done what they could to rectify their mistakes. After I had pointed out to them their wrong and they had confessed it, we prayed together, and the Spirit of the Lord rested upon them. Then I could say to them, "The Lord has pardoned your transgression." My brother, you would have had evidence of this if you had taken pains to see them often and bind up their sympathies with yours. It was your privilege, instead of judging them, to speak to them kindly. Instead of treating them with coldness, to give them your kindness and sympathy and love. You have been represented to me as holding yourself aloof from these brethren. Had you gone to them in the Spirit of Christ and studied with them the needs of the field, you would have said, "These brethren need some of the means we are handling." Had you inquired into their needs and advocated the dividing with them of the means given for the work in that field, considering that "all ye are brethren," Matthew 23, verse 8, you would have done a work well-pleasing to the Lord. Those who withdraw their sympathy and help from their fellow laborers, God will deal with in a way to show them His displeasure. God does not require His servants all to work in precisely the same way. Each worker should thank God that he has a part in the Lord's vineyard, and each should believe that the Lord is leading his brother workers as verily as he believes that the Lord is leading him. The words of Christ, "All ye are brethren," should ever be kept in mind. Verse 8. The Spirit that leads the workers to measure themselves among themselves and to estimate the value of a worker according to human judgment is not the Spirit of Christ. Wherever you labor, come close to your brethren. Bear in mind that the Holy Spirit is the converter and sanctifier of the soul. The power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is pledged to every believer to preserve unity and love, and to sustain him in his labor for the recovery of lost souls. When we are united with Christ, we will cooperate harmoniously for the salvation of souls. There is no miracle of mercy unperformed, no angel left undirected, that is necessary for the work of uniting God's people in the grand work of saving souls. The Madison School needs our help just as truly as help was needed for the sanitarium. The brethren connected with that school have done an excellent work. In their efforts to combine manual labor with other school work, all have gained a valuable experience. The Lord has not been pleased with your indifference toward the school. The Madison School is in the very place to which we were directed by the Lord, in order that it might have an influence and make a right impression upon the people. The Lord has been dishonored by the indifferent treatment given to the workers in this school by their fellow workers. They need encouragement and good, wholesome fellowship, and they are as verily deserving of it as our other workers in the southern field.